Hey squad, Logan here from Mostly Superheroes, wanting to talk to you today about some real life heroes. Team Jakey, headquartered here in St. Louis, Missouri. They're turning the tragedy of losing their beloved Jake Zeller into life-changing action. Not just by making a difference, but by saving lives. Team Jakey supports both the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and Provident Behavioral Health here in St. Louis. Join us at their annual Gentleman Jake Memorial Cornhole Tournament. It's more than just a game. It's a community coming together to lift each other up with some of the world's best prizes. If you're feeling down or know someone who is, Team Jakey's here with a message of hope. Reach out by calling 988. You can also visit www.afsp.org or text TALK to 741-741. You're not alone, and there's always a way forward. Someone's waiting for your call or text message. Search for Team Jakey on Facebook and learn more at www.mostlysuperheroes.com/give. Every bit helps, and together, we can make a difference. Sam the Sleeper, Team Jakey, mental health battle warriors out here in St. Louis, helping us all the time feel better, know that we're not alone, and just keeping that message of we're in this together going. Thank you for all that you do, and welcome back to the podcast. Tell us about Team Jakey. The next thing on the horizon is the big event, Gentleman Jake's Cornhole Tournament. It's in September, I believe, on the 21st.
I believe that date is correct.
And thank God. That was really off the cuff. Tell us what's
Hun's
going on.
Over there double checking. Thank correct. You.
That's the big next thing, man. It's time for sponsorships. It's time to get ready to buy tickets, and it's time to get ready for prizes.
Yeah, it's the event of the year. I mean, for us, it is the flagship. Come out, throw some bags, learn about what we're doing. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to do anything the rest this year. We might sneak something in there. You never really know. But this is our flagship event. So come out, Knights of Columbus, Florissant, Missouri. It's a good time. Come out and just learn about, you know, what we do. You'll probably get a sob story from one of us. But that's what makes the event so good, is that, you know, you can come and hang out. And you're not going to be shedding tears the whole time. Come out and just enjoy it. And we have food. All you can drink, I mean, to a degree, let's just not get sloppy, but some of the best raffles, I think, in the state by far, and then some cornhole. So just come out and enjoy the time, learn about Team Jakey, and learn about the organizations we support. So the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, as well as Provident Behavioral Health, right here in St. Louis. Those are our two main organizations that we support financially. So you guys help us, we help them, and it's a great partnership.
Yeah, and if you're listening to us and you're like, yeah, I just want to talk to somebody, the resources are out there. AFASP puts out the 988 phone number that you can call or text. You can also text TALK to 741-741, mm-hmm. I believe. So kudos on you guys for partnering with those two epic organizations just out here doing work.
Yeah, look into those two organizations. Don't just look into Team Jakey. Look into those two organizations if you need help. You know somebody that needs help. There isn't a person that I know that either hasn't personally dealt with something or knows somebody that has dealt with something. So it affects all of us. So if you need resources, reach out to us. Reach out to those two. I mean, Provident Behavioral Health is one of the main organizations that helps with the crisis hotline. So, I mean, they are on boots on the ground organization. So that's who we want to support. And then AFSP does great stuff with, lobbying for like something like the 988 number. They're two great organizations, and we just want to get the message out. And we'll do our part to get the message out by telling story. We'll tell our personal story. I would say keep a lookout for Team Jakey just in the future. just we're going to be giving talks. We're getting out in the public. We're doing more. So keep a lookout for our name, AFSP in Provident.
Yeah, and you guys, a lot of people have been talking about how cool you guys are, like, sponsoring hit podcasts around town. So, I mean, the people are noticing that you're doing the modern cool thing of sponsoring podcasts. Way to go on that. Kudos.
Yeah, we are on the cutting edge. We've partnered with really cool places in St. Louis. We've done stuff with Second Shift Brewery. We've done stuff with Four Hands. I can't even think. There's so many donors, sponsors, contributors.
St. Louis City SC, like you guys have been plugging right in.
Yeah,
too,
craft beer cellar events.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm going to plug the hell out of your event right now, the Gentleman Jake Cornhole Tournament. It's really like a Marvel movie, the more I was thinking about it. Like the way you're talking about the sappy parts and the fun parts.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you get that full circle. You get like the feel goods, a little bit of look back, a little reflection. And then like, I mean, honestly,
yeah,
the showdowns, you know, the biggest prizes that, I mean, Andy's getting ready to play golf with some of the St. Louis City players. That was one of the prizes for raffle at your event. Like, this is the kind of stuff you can win. Scotty walked off with Jack Daniel's bar stools.
Yeah. My wife won diamond earrings.
Yeah.
People go all out. They bring it. The food is good, and everybody teams up to do it.
Hot dogs. Yeah. Everything.
Every year it gets better. I mean, we're gonna have. Right now, our focus is to bring in. We want it to be a family-friendly event. It gets people there. It gets people there to stick around. We'll have a magician this year walking around. We'll have, what else? Face painting.
Drill team might be performing from SLU.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Milwaukee or DeWalt. What are we talking
about? No. We're talking the people that have Mach M1 Garands in their hand, and they are flipping.
That's what my daughter does. There we go.
In really?
High school, yeah. She's
we got a backup performer. Right. Yeah. So, we got a backup performer if they bail.
So something for her and maybe a tease of a helicopter.
Maybe another helicopter. Bring the helicopter
get
back.
To the drop off.
So what, you're not going to get attacked by a dog this year?
I could get attacked by a random dog if it gets people in the doors. And just so you know, hey, we always are happy to have you there, committed early. If you sign up early, boom, you pay less by signing up early than you would at the door. And then, you know, we'll have teams sign up sometime in August. So keep a lookout for that.
Yeah, the different groups of people that you kind of like talk to during this are like the everydayers that just want to come and have fun, eat food, enterprises. There's a ticket to get in the door. Like, right? There's like a price tag to get in. You can pay when you get there. Everything's like set up.
It is the literal best bargain.
A steal.
It's like, $30 to just eat and drink and hang out.
I probably had 8 hot dogs.
Yeah. I mean,
it was ridiculous.
You know, and you know, thank you to the St. Louis organizations and companies that make it happen. You know, the Four Hands, the Dairy Queens, Dogtown Pizzas. It's just like we are so ingrained with the community, and that's what's awesome about it as well. Is we get to send a message, we get to give our message while partnering with some of the coolest companies and organizations in St. Louis.
And you do this, like, there's some really great sponsorship opportunities. You can sponsor the boards, like the bags boards themselves that you play on. You can also get some signage up at the event if you want to go, like, a little bit, there's, a lower budget option. You guys got, speaking from experience, all sorts of options to actually get your name on the event. Even if you can't make it, you know, plug right in.
Absolutely. There are anywhere from 200 to 400 people that come to this event. It is really hard to say because it's such a freeing event. You can come, you can go. So it's really hard to get nails on who's there, but it is hundreds of individuals that you might not be reaching otherwise. So, yeah, definitely hit us up for sponsorship opportunities.
Team Jakey on Facebook. That's where you find them. You can find them linked up at mostlysuperheroes.com/give. Sam the Sleeper, thank you again, sir.
Thank you.
Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautix.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.